Parsha Shmois, Beit Tfila, Tovshin Ein Vav. We meet Paroi, and Paroi wants to make a decree on the Jewish people. And he says, Hovon Ischak Maloi, let's be clever, let's devise a plan to enslave the Jewish people. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, even though a person can always do tshuva, but says the Rambam, ve'efshar sheyachtoy adam, a person could sin so severely that the din will be he won't be able to do tshuva. Ve'minichim lo yushus loshuv mirishoy, k'dei sheyomus ve'yabed b'chatoim sheoso. He won't be allowed to repent. He should die because of the sins he did. And the Rambam brings a raya. Lefikach ksiv b'Torah, v'ani echzak eslev Paroi. That's why Paroi's hard heart got hardened. Lefi shechoto me'atzmo itchilo, because he sinned initially. V'heira li Yisrael, and he did bad to Yisrael. Agerim be'atzoi. Since Paroi did a sin, therefore Hashem hardened his heart so he should be punished. What was Paroi's sin? He shechted, slaughtered Jewish children. He enslaved the Jewish people. Avodas Parech. And listen to what the Rambam quotes. The Rambam is now going to quote Paroi's sin. Says the Rambam, What was Paroi's sin? Shenemar Hovon Ischak Meloi. Hovon Ischak Meloi. Oh, that's a sin. Therefore, the Fikoch. Therefore, Nosa Nadin Limnoya Mimena Tshuva Achenifroi Mimenu. That's what the din said. He doesn't deserve Tshuva. Lefikach Chizek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esliboi. Because of Paroi's sin, Hovon Ischak Meloi, therefore Hashem took away his ability to do tshuva. The question is that Paroi's sin? Hovon Ischak Meloi is just the preparation, but the sin itself was the actual enslavement, was the Avodas Parech, was the killing of the Jewish babies. That's the sin. Why is the Rambam, when he's trying to define Paroi's sin, he quotes Hovon Ischak Meloi? When Paroi says Hovon Ischak Meloi, nothing happens. It didn't hurt anyone at the time. It's like saying, what was the Nazi sin? When they planned to kill the Jewish people, that was their sin. The sin was when they started to open the concentration camps and started to gas the Jewish people. That's the sin. The plans, Hitler's plans, was just a plan. It didn't, at the time, it didn't yet affect us. The actual sin when he started to kill the Jewish people. So why would the Rambam define the Paroi's sin as Hovon Ischak Meloi?
The idea should have come into his head.
But that's not, that's just a preparation, a preparation for the sin. It's not the actual sin itself.
The thought of it.
Why discuss the thought? Why not discuss the actions? What? We know his intent was. We know what he did. Why did he talk about his intent? I know what he did. Okay, but why go into, why deal with the machshava when he actually did? He actually killed the Jewish babies. He enslaved the Jewish people. Why talk about the machshava? Why is it necessary?
He said that he was doing his shlicha.
What?
He can say he was doing his shlicha.
Okay, that the Rama deals with that. He had to do it. V'chule. That the Rambam deals with. But that's another point.
But he was coming for me. That I want to be the one who.
it wasn't against his will. Yeah. So Boisei says the Megad Yosef, there's two types of sins. There's a sin where a person every person has a Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. We all have free choice. There's Nisyonos. Sometimes our Yetzer Tov overpowers the Yetzer Ra. Sometimes the Yetzer Ra overpowers the Yetzer Tov. We're all human beings. That type of sin, we're still entitled to the tshuva, because your Yetzer Tov is still around. The Yetzer Hara overpowered us. It's wrong. You have to do tshuva. But Yetzer Tov is still in the picture. Therefore, that guy can do tshuva. But there's a sin, a cold-blooded sin, where a person decides to do a sin. There was no battle. There was no tzedakah. There was no regret. There was no hesitation. It was a decision. It was not a spur on the spur of the moment. A clear, planned decision to go ahead with a plan, an evil plan. The Yetzer Tov wasn't even mentioned. Had nothing to say. That type of sin, Midas Hadin says, you drove your Yetzer Tov away. He wasn't there. So therefore the sin, therefore the you have no chance of tshuva. Your tshuva is also driven away. Of course we know what Pari did. The Rambam doesn't need to tell us what Pari did. Everyone knows what Pari, the evil things that Pari did. But maybe, what type of sin was it? Was it a spur of the moment sin? Was it a battle? Says Rambam Nein. It was a hova nischak maloi. It was a cold-blooded plan. There was no regret, no charata. There was no tzedakah. Oh, that type of sin. The Yetzer Tov is driven away. There'll be no charata, no tshuva, and you'll die from your sin.
So then why wasn't it his heart already for dumps by the Akidim Aram and Devon? The first
Very good point. So why wasn't it hardened from the beginning? So Hashem still had rachamim. Still was given a chance. It's a shayla on the Rambam. It's not shayla on our pshat. It's not a shayla. The Rambam says, "Hover and sakma loy." So why he still had pchira for a certain stage?
So I would be asking
on the Rambam himself.
Rambam,
on the Rambam shayla. Yeah, good point. Good shayla. Good child. Later on in the parasha, we meet Moshe Rabbeinu. He runs away and comes to Midian. Says the pasuk in Perek Beis, pasuk Tzayin. Ulekoyel Midian sheva bonois. The priest of Midian had seven daughters. Vatavoino, they came. Vatitleno. They drew the water, but Maleno Sarahotim, they fill up the ditches with water. Vayavoya Roim, the shepherds come, Vayigarshum, and they send them away. Vayoko Moshe gets up and takes action. Vayoshion, and he saves them. Vayash Getzoinam, and gives their sheep to drink. Vatavoner Ruel Aviem, they come to their father Ruel Vayomer. Madua miharten b'ayoyim. How did you come home so fast? Says the Medrash, which Rashi relates to. Yisroi was a koyen to avodah zarah, and Yisroi realized it's a joke, it's a fake, and Yisroi decides to resign, to get out of it. He tells them, "I'm too old. You should find someone younger, has more energy than me. I'm resigning. Take all the kelim back." They realized there's no such thing. You don't resign from a position. They realized that he was that. In fact, became a disbeliever. Says the Medrash, "V'omdu v'nidu." They made a boycott on him. Shulayiz darkek le'odom. No one is allowed to relate to Yisrael. No one can work for him. No one is allowed to shepherd his sheep. He asked people, please, I don't have sons, can you please shepherd my sheep? No one agreed to do it. This was the first boycott. That's why his daughters had to do the malacha. It's a man's task to shepherd sheep. He was in boycott. No one speak to him. Says the Medrash, they came first. Why would they draw in water? Because they would come before the Royim would show up to get water, because they were afraid of the Royim. Mipachad Royim. They came first. Vayavoa Royim. Then the Royim came. Vayigarshum. They sent them away. Ki isha grusha. Out of despite, out of disgust. Get out of here. Vayokol Moshe. Moshe gets up. Says the Medrash, getting up means he was sitting down. Sitting down means he was judging them. He made the mishpat. And Moshe says,
the girls or the shepherds?
The Moshe. Moshe made a mishpat on the shepherds. He says, Derech Ha'olam is that men draw the water and the women can access the water. Here the women drew the water and you steal it from them. How could that be? Because the Bnei Yisrael, because they had to come before the shepherds came, they drew the water and then they were sent away. Vayakol Moshe Vayoshion, says the Medrash. It doesn't say Vayatzilon, it says Vayoshion. Melamed that they wanted to abuse Arias, the Bnei Yisrael. A different shot in the Medrash, that they threw them in the water and Moshe took them out. They come home to Ruel, and Ruel says, how did you come home so fast? Meaning that every day they come home late, because they came before to get the water before the shepherds come. When the shepherds came, they had to run away, and then they'll come back to finish after the shepherds left. We're seeing over here a very sad situation, that Yisrael, who recognizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu, starts to suffer. He's put in harem, he's in boycott, he's despised. His daughters have to work. Take a man's task. They're abused, they're assaulted, they're delayed. Were we to stop the picture, stop the film, press pause, we would have very hard question to ask. Is this fair? Hazu Torah v'zu Schara. Yisrael, who recognizes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he very carefully doesn't want to offend anyone. He says, I want to resign. He wasn't like Avraham Avinu, who went and smashed his father's idol, made him angry. He said, I want to resign. Very nice. It was very politically correct. He said, I'm too old. He wasn't trying to harm anyone. He's trying to be a nice guy. And this is what happens to him. Ha'ein manig labiro. How could that be? Why would the person suffer if he recognized that Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where is the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How could the Kodesh Baruch Hu cause a person to suffer when a person was trying to come near to him? It doesn't make sense. Were we to pause right here? We have very strong questions. Ha'ein manig labiro. Is there no one running the world? It doesn't make sense. Why would the person suffer? Be put in boycott when he tries to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Yes? Okay. Tshuva. It's part of the tshuva. Okay, are you? About say. But now, we know what happens. Let me ask you, what would happen if Yisrael had a nice time? What would happen if people were tolerant? People would say, Yisrael, free land, live and let live. You do what you believe in what you believe, we'll believe in what I believe. It's a happy family, no racism. What would happen?
His daughters would have been
like what you're saying. Who would lose out, I would say? Would Am Yisrael lose out? Would the people be taken out of Mitzrayim? Would this affect the Geula of Mitzrayim? No, wouldn't affect. Moshe Rabbeinu would go weiter. The Geula of Mitzrayim would still happen. What would have changed? Who would lose out? Were people to have been nice? One person would lose out. Who's that? What? Here's a new father-in-law. Oh, Yisroi would lose his opportunity of having a son called Moshe Rabbeinu. You see? Had people been nice, number one, his daughters would not be coming anywhere close to the bear. They wouldn't be herding the sheep. Even if they would come, they'd be treated nicely. Moshe Rabbeinu would not be involved. Moshe would just sat back and do nothing. Yisrael wouldn't know about this. Therefore, Yisrael would lose the chance of having the son-in-law called Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest Navi there ever was and ever will be, the one that received the Torah. Yisrael would lose the opportunity of having a parasha in the Torah in his name. Parasha is Yisrael. So therefore, at the time we have questions. Why is Yisrael suffering? But now we know, it was so good for him to suffer that way. Through the suffering, through the tzaddik v'raloi, that's how Yisrael was zeicher to get the chosen called Moshe Rabbeinu. Many times in life we have questions. We have shailas.
No, we
don't know. That's the way it happens. I don't know if it would happen a different way. So therefore, in our lifetime we also have shailas. That sorrows happen to us, happen to other people. We have big questions. Sadi Viraloi, where's Ha'in Manig Rabiro? You have to know. Later, one day, we'll see Gamzu the Toiva. Kashem Shemavarchim ala Toiva, Gachemavarchim ala Ra. One day, we'll say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the tzaras. We'll see the benefits of the tzaras, what they are. The same way that we can see that it was all the Toivas Yisrael. Likewise, everything else in life, we have to recognize that there's nothing in Stam. Everything has a reason. The Gamzu the Toiva. Moshe Rabbeinu tends to Yisrael's sheep, and he comes to the Midbar and he sees this unnatural sight. There's a bush burning that's not being consumed. In Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Vayar Hashem Kisol Lirois. Hashem sees Moshe turning to see. Vayikra olav Elokim Itoich Hasneh. Hashem calls out to him and says, Moshe, Moshe. This is the first time Hashem reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. What merit did Moshe have that Hashem should speak to him? If we want to get Kirvas Hashem, if we want to get Gilui Shechina, what do you suggest we should do? What spiritual things should we do to get Gilui Shechina? How many days should we fast? What do you recommend? What do you recommend? You want Gilui Shechina. How many days should we fast for? 40, 72, Gematria Elokim, 26 times 26, Chai. How many times should we say Tehillim? What about Meron? What about learning some Zohar at midnight at Chatzos HaLaila? What other spooky things can generate, ruchnius things can generate Gilui Shechina? What about Tvilas Sheleg? Mikveh. Oh, mikveh. How can you forget the mikveh? In the ice. The real stuff. Right? Surely these things will generate ruchnias. These are spooky spiritual things, right? Oh. Let's see what does the Medrash have to say. What generated Hashem should speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Hashem saw Moshe turn to see. Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Roh HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Moshe She'esar Me'asokov Lirois B'Siv Leisam. It's not referring to right now. It's referring to back then. Moshe Rabbeinu was a prince in the king's palace. He had everything. He was brought up by Paroi. He has high connections. He's from the royal family. And he's Yotze Liroi Spesiv Loisam. He leaves, detours from his position, from his comfort zone, and goes to see the Siv Loisam of Am Yisrael. Says the Medrash, he saw them suffering and he started to cry. I wish I could die instead of you. He would take their burdens and carry it himself and try and help them as much as he could. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you left your world to go out to feel tzar on Shal Yisrael, and you acted with them like a brother. Hashem says, I'll leave my zone and come and speak to you. So Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Hashem sees that Moshe Rabbeinu is detouring to see his brothers, feel his brother's pain. So now Hashem Kivyocho also detours from his place into the bush and calls out to Moshe and says, Moshe, Moshe. What do we learn from this Medrash? We think spirituality is Zoyar, Meron, Uman. These things generate Kirvas Hashem. But to help someone fix his tire, to help someone, to babysit for him if he needs help, look after his child, that's Gashmias. That's in my way. That's taking me down. Don't bother me. Kibud Av. Kibud Av Ve'ein. My parents want me to help them out. Go to the Makolet for them. That's Gashmias. That's taking me away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm spiritual. I want Torah. I want Zohar. And here we learn that Ben Odom L'Chaveroi generates Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu, by going out to feel tzar on Yisrael, that made Hashem reach out to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Tainis Chav Beis Amud Aleph tells us that a breaker Chayza was in the shuk and he meets Eliyahu Novi. He asks Eliyahu Novi, is there anyone in the market who's a Ben Olam Haba? Says Elio, there's two guys there, they are Bnei Olam Haba. Those two people, regular people. He runs over to them and says, what do you do? My Uvdaichu. What do you guys do? Omule, Inshe Bduchi Anon. We are jokers. We crack jokes. Omabatchinon Asivi. When we meet sad people, people going through a tzara, we cheer them up, we crack jokes with them. Or when we see two people having a fight, then tarchinon, we joke around with them, we play around with them. V'avdinu shalom, we make shalom. Here we have people, they're not finishing shas, they're not necessarily even talmidei chachamim. But they're feeding the tzar of a fellow Jew. They're oisek with jokes, but they're bnei olam haba. Everyone else in the shuk was not a bnei olam haba of that level. Lamadnu mikan that ben odom nechaveroi is not a stira to ruchnius, it's not a stira to shchina. To feel the tzar of the fellow Jew also generates shchina. To help your wife is also, it can also generate shchina. Moshe Rabbeinu's baby and his mother cannot hide him anymore. In Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel, Vatikach lo tevas gomer, she makes him a casket out of a material called gomer. What's the translation for gomer? What? Ta? No. No. What's gomer? Gomer, what's the material called? No, game is not tar. That's Zephis. What? Wicker, perhaps. Wicker. Fine. Ask the Gemara and say to your base, Maishno Goyme, why is she using the material of wicker material? Oma Blazor, Mikan le Tzadikim, Shemamoinom, Chavi Valerim, Yoise Megufon. Tzadikim like their money more than their body. Therefore, it's cheaper to use gomer. Therefore, to save money more than their body, his mother was being economical. It's cheaper to buy gomer, and she used gomer material. Geisa migufa. The kol kach lama, why? Fishem poistim yadeim v'gezel. Because they don't steal. Therefore, they treasure every penny. Yes, it's the same story, the same thing. Very good. Wonderful. Says Rashi. Explains Rashi. The point is, wood is more secure. The baby Moshe would be more protected to be in a wooden casket. Why did she use gomer, which is not as a strong material? The answer is, it's cheaper. There's a mitzvah. There's a discount. And therefore tzadikim, they love their money more than their body, therefore she chose to use gomer instead of wood. What is going on? Huh? What's going on? Wonderful. Sof the Marsha. What do you mean? Pikuach nefesh is deicha kol atzer kula. We mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. We can eat nearbeis and treifas for pikuach nefesh. We do everything to save a life. That to save money, she's risking her baby's life. Says Marsha, no. Gomer is sufficient. Wood is even better. Why didn't she go for wood? Which is a better protection? It's save money. Of course, worse, gomer to be insufficient, pikuach nefesh for sure, override their love for money. But gomer is sufficient, must pick. What's trapped? How do we understand such a concept that tzaddikim love their money more than their body? Because ain't poisim yodem megezel. What's trapped? Rav Dessler Michtav Melio Chelek Dalet page 296, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar Ma'amar Nun, they say the following. People get connected to what they toil in. A farmer toils his land. He loves his fruit more than anything else. People get connected to what they build, what they create. People get connected to. The tzaddikim, since every shekel, every dollar they make, they're checking it, make sure there's no gezel involved. They're checking it again and again. There's lots of toil involved. Therefore they get attached to their money, because they spend so much care into it to make sure it's clean. Therefore they get attached, therefore they're not so fast to spend it on whatever's unnecessary. Look, even a mother, what could a mother love more than a baby? And especially it's a Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a baby. When he's born, the house was shone, there was oil in the house. even for such a baby, but her money was more chavim. So therefore, so Gomer is enough. Seder, that's enough. You don't need first class. You can drive on the river in economy class. Must pick. Rebbe Seder, you'll survive. Because she likes her money, because the omo is so much. That's how a prime shenevitz learns. If I could make aura, you know, the other people who also invest in their money also have lots of omo. I'm sure to pull off some white collared thefts, it also needs lots of omo. Plan, right? Courage to rob a bank. I'm sure there's lots of omo involved. So they also love the money. Not only tzaddikim they spend their efforts to get in their money, also other people also to compete, to cheat, to deceive. Also lots of omo involved. So they also like their money. A different mahalach is the derech of the Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says, tzaddikim who are so careful about gezel, they recognize that any money they get is mishamayim, it's kodesh. It's there for a purpose. They don't want to waste their money on trivialities. He feels responsible because it's a bracha mishamayim. This is clean money. There's no gezel. Therefore, it's kodesh. It's for a mission. And therefore, says Rav Hirsch, when it comes to a mitzvah, then 1,000 zuz is like a shoelace in the tzaddik's eyes. Spend money for a mitzvah? Nothing. That's easy, because that's the purpose of money, for mitzvah. 1,000 zuz is like a shoelace. But for non-mitzvah, a shoelace is like 1,000 zuz. To waste and spend a shoelace is like 1,000 zuz. So for bar mitzvah, everything's cheap. There's no limits. The matzahs they spend, the tefillin they buy, emara daber, the tzedakah they give. But for the things which are not necessary, they're very tight. Because there's a mission. I'm not going to overspend my money. That's why Yaakov went back for pachim tanim. Okay. But still, a friend of mine pointed out to me, people have big questions in life. Should I take out life insurance? Should I take out fire insurance for my house? What level health insurance do I need to take out? How should I secure my house? Are 2 locks enough? Do I need to invest in cameras? What about a security company to hire them? Should I have a gun? How far should a person protect himself? We see from over here, a tzaddik, if the money you have is clean, it's just for a mitzvah, there's no need to do extra. Moshe's mother had money of a tzaddik. She could have invested in her son wood, a wooden casket. A wooden casket is more protective. She didn't. Why didn't she do it? Because it's unnecessary. That's what we see from him. For a non-tzaddik, maybe you should. Maybe you should go better. Go for a higher class. But a person whose money is not for waste, doesn't spend his money. Every money he has a mission, there's a purpose for it. To do a mitzvah, to do the right things with it. So he doesn't need to overspend. Whatever's reasonable, protection, if 1 lock is enough on your door, you don't need 2. If 2 locks are enough, you don't need 3. You don't necessarily need fire insurance. If your money is precious meaning It's there for a mitzvah. There's no gezel. It's all kodesh. It's all for a mission. You spend it on mitzvahs and not on frivolities. If that's your level, you don't need to do anything more than necessary. Suk bet is also enough for protection. But if indeed that's not where you live, you spend money stam, then echinami, maybe you should get something better. In Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalet, Moshe Rabbeinu meets Dothan and Aviram. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalet. And Dothan and Aviram, they speak to Paroi about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayirom Moshe vayoymar ocheinoy da'adavar. Now it's known. Brings Rashi in the Medrash. Doag loy. Ad shara b'Yisrael reshoim dalturin. He was worried. He saw people saying lashon hara. Oma me'ato shema'inam ruim higoyel. Maybe it's not worthy to be redeemed anymore. And says, now I know what I've been surprised about for so long. What did Israel do more than the 70 Umais that they're punished with Parech? And now I see they're worthy for it. I see they deserve it. It's big Lashon Hara, they deserve everything. Makara. Lashon Hara is an Avera. The Goyim also do Averas. Everyone does Averas. Why should Am Yisrael be singled out because they speak Lashon Hara? Why is Lashon Hara so worse than anything else? In the Sefer Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah, they bring down, Chofetz Chaim said, there's a difference between the Avera of Lashon Hara and other Averas. Let's say a person stole, a person et non-kosher. It makes a kitrug in Shamayim. It makes a malach havola in Shamayim. But the malach havola is quiet. A person who sins with his mouth, then he makes a malach havola in Shamayim, and that malach havola speaks up against you and says, look at this avera and that avera and that avera. That's what Chofetz Chaim says. A chet we create through our mouth is worse than other chatoim, because it speaks out in the katrik of us on all other chatoim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, achei noida adavar. In Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yutes, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayeim Hashem al Moshe b'midyon leich shuv Mitzrayim, ki meisu kol anoshim amavakshim es nafshecha." Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can go back to Mitzrayim. Don't worry, whoever was against you is dead. Who are the people against him? Who are the people amavakshim es nafshecha? Says Rashi, it's Dosam and Aviram, because they died. How did they die? They became anim. Ani choshuv kemeis. The question is, Dosan Aviram, what about Paroi? Everyone died. Dosan Aviram just set it up. But the one who has a death sentence on Moshe Rabbeinu is Paroi. How can you tell me he's dead? Kushi Atsumo. We're only relating to Dosan Aviram. Why am the Paroi? Says the Megad Yosef, Mikan Lomadnu, with the Goyim Nistader. That's not our Ikat Tzara, is not the Goy. We'll give him Shoichah, we'll work it out with him. The Bali Lashon Hara, they're the worst. The Jewish Bali Lashon Hara, they're the worst. Says Hashem, the Anim, don't worry about them. Now you can go home. That's what you have to worry about. To merit the Kirv Hashem to avoider with Ben Adam Chaveiroi, Ben Adam Lamokoim. If we have kashas, why is it Tzadik Veraloi? Don't worry, it's all for the Toivo. Let's make sure our money all goes for the right purposes. and we don't want to overspend on things, on trivialities. Let's keep our pair. Use it only for good things. Now next year, B'zad Hashem, in a few minutes, we'll be discussing the biggest question of Shalom Bayis. Who washes the dishes? Is it the husband or the wife? That'll be our next topic in 5 minutes' time. Thank you very much.